Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast put up on our page the other day talking about the Sydney Roosters heading into next season. Are they the team to beat? And to be honest with you, I think it's a pretty fair question. I'm not saying that I think they are the team to beat, but I do think they're going to be one of the top sides. As you know, in this competition, as I've said all year, the teams at the top, they are the best coach sides. This Rooster side, there's no doubt about it, they have one of the premier coaches in our game, along with the guys in their system that they do have. Now, if you think about the guys they've lost this year, obviously it's going to leave a big hole, but I mean, they've proven to themselves that they are able to handle themselves without these very experienced guys that they lost this season. I think a lot of guys will take a lot out of that coming out of this season. Obviously, fans have noticed how much a lot of these Rooster boys have improved, how many of these guys have added, you know, new parts to their game. I look at James Tedesco and the way that he's adapted during this time, and I think it's been incredibly impressive the way that he's changed his game, the way that he's added in new skill sets. You look at the coming of age of Sam Walker, which has just been massive. They've still got to get Lindsay Collins back. That'll add another premier front row into their team. Yes, he's coming off an ACL, I understand that, but Robbo is going to manage that as the season moves forward. There's just so much upside in this team, it's a little bit scary. And I'm just sort of jotting down as we talk. I didn't write this down before, but I'm just jotting it down as we talk now, sort of what their starting 13 would look like next year. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be one hell of a side. They are going to be a serious problem to deal with. And obviously at fullback, James Tedesco, he picks himself there. On the wings, I'm expecting Daniel Tupu and Ikavalu to line up on the wings. If it's not Ikavalu, I wouldn't be surprised to see Joseph Suwali jump in on that wing. In the centres, I've got Joey Manu and I've got Billy Smith / Suwali / Adam Kieran as well. He might have a full preseason to try and win that spot there. I don't think there's anyone at the top of my head that I'm forgetting, but these guys, I mean, that other wing spot, like obviously Joey Manu and Daniel Tupu, they've got a spot locked down. I don't think there's any questioning that. But that wing spot and centre spot, I mean, there's a lot of really talented guys that will be competing for that spot. And I mean, competition for positions is fantastic in rugby league. I think Ikavalu, he'll probably be on the front foot to get that wing spot, which leaves that centre spot open for Billy Smith, Suwali, Adam Kieran, and any of those guys could step in and do a fantastic job. It's obviously going to be your position that's obviously lacking a bit of experience and whatnot, but the skill set on those three guys is unreal. I would probably think Adam Kieran would be behind these other two, realistically. Billy Smith, he's obviously had a couple of injury-affected seasons. I think he's going to be an absolute star, though. Suwali, though, I mean, with that high-end ability he's got with a full preseason under his belt after his first season, he could be absolutely anything. So I would probably go Suwali or Smith there. But Adam Kieran, I mean, if he's your second-choice centre or your third-choice centre, depending on how this goes, I think you've done pretty well there. Never really been regarded as a centre, but geez, he always plays good footy when he is there, and a goal kicker as well, so that helps his cause. You've obviously then got, in the halves, you've got Luke Keary returning, you've got Sammy Walker there, you've got Lachie Lamb, a lot of guys. Luke Keary, he will be, if he's not wearing the halfback jersey, the seven jersey, he will be the halfback. I think he will take over a lot of their ball playing, and I think it'll free up Sam Walker to play a little bit. So I'm not too worried about whether they wear the seven or the six jersey, to be honest with you. I think Keary will be the halfback, but they'll probably share that load, and they're sort of able to do that because of the 13, Victor Radley. We've spoken a lot about him, obviously, so no need to go too deep into Rads there, but he will be jersey 13. Walker and Keary in the halves, they will do a fantastic job. You get into the front row, for me, I think they would start the season with Waria Hargraves and Takiaho up front. Now, the hooker spot is interesting. You got Sam Verrills there, you could have an Adam Kieran there, but the one that is probably going to impress in preseason is going to be Connor Watson. We heard Cameron Smith say the other day that he reckons he will be the starting nine. So, I mean, if Connor Watson wants to turn himself into a full-time hooker, it'd be tough to see him not sort of getting that spot. He'd have to have a big preseason as far as his passing game goes. Kind of throws watermelons out of there at the moment, but I'm sure he could improve that, especially at the Sydney Roosters if there is a spot up for grabs there. Sam Verrills, I've always really liked him, but I think especially since Jake Friend's retirement, I'm not sure if he's really grabbed that jersey and owned it. So I think there is a gap there for Connor Watson to come in and really impress. He'll be the fittest guy at the club the day that he walks in there. Essentially, we know that Watson is an absolute freak on the training paddock, a very, very well-kept specimen, old Connor Watson. So very interesting to see what happens there. Your second row, they'll pick themselves, Angus Crichton and Satili Tupanua. Angus Crichton's probably the premier second row in the game for me. If not, he's a top three guy, and I still don't think you've seen his best football at the Sydney Roosters, to be perfectly honest with you. You then got Satili Tupanua, who, I mean, whenever you talk to these guys inside the Roosters camp, he's the guy that they talk about just having this high end of potential that you would not believe. So Tupanua moving forward, once you get to pair him up consistently with a halves partner, and that's the other thing, this team this season, they just had to make it work week to week. There was guys changing positions every week, new guys coming in all the time, which made it really difficult for this side. But now they'll get a full preseason. Hopefully they get a good injury run. Sam Walker will be better for the run. There's just so much upside in this team, it's not even funny. So you got the second row was Angus Crichton, Satili Tupanua. You got Victor Radley at 13. Then on your bench, you would have to think the jersey 14 will go to one of Watson if he's not starting, potentially Sam Verrills. Adam Kieran is another guy that would put his hand up there. He could be there. You would have to think that Lindsay Collins would be on the bench there as well as one of your middles. I would probably have Nat Butcher there as well as my other middle, and then probably jersey 17. You've got a couple of ways you could go here. Obviously, Isaac Liu's leaving, but Lindsay Collins will fill that void, which helps the cause there. I would probably go with Egan Butcher, so I would probably have both Butcher brothers on the bench there. And then, of course, you've got all these young forwards that really impressed at the back end of this season for the Sydney Roosters that would make up the rest of this squad. A couple of more guys in the back line that came and played this year as well. A couple of more guys coming back from injury. So the depth that this team has, it is pretty incredible heading into next season. They've also got a coach that has shown what he's able to achieve, a guy that is just able to get them up for each and every occasion. You've got Lachie Lamb, who's not in that side at the moment. Fletcher Baker's not in that side at the moment. Ben Marshkey's not in that side at the moment. And whilst they're not, you know, all-time great superstars, geez, they're going to add some really good depth to this side. Drew Hutchinson's another guy that's not in this side at the moment that I've written down too. So, mate, so much upside in this team. And if you don't think they're the team to beat, that's fine. I can understand that. But, God, they'd have to be right up there. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a little multi, yeah, you have to have a look at the North Sydney Bears to win that New South Wales Cup next year, because they're going to have a stacked side. They're going to have a heap of guys with first-grade experience that are going back down there to play. I mean, there's a really good chance that they have Lachlan Lamb, Drew Hutchinson, potentially Sam Verrills as well. I mean, these are guys that have all come in and handled themselves in first grade against, you know, top-shelf teams. So, I mean, geez, that whole system, they are going to be put in a really, really good spot next year. Welcoming Watson back into the side, getting a few guys back to help James Tedesco is going to be massive. I think they will be a top four side. I mean, they almost were this year, all things considered. So you'd have to think next year, The Roosters would be back to their normal transmission of being a top four side. Trent Robinson, I have no doubt he'll be really excited for next year. I've spoken about it a little bit this season, and as disheartening as it all would be, he's handed a lot of debut jerseys. He's given a lot of journeymen more opportunities, and they've all stepped up and proven themselves to be very handy. He'll be looking at next year going, how good. This is going to be something special. This could be something unbelievable. And for me, I think straight away the two premiership favourites for next year for me would probably be the Roosters and the Melbourne Storm. And if one of those teams do happen to win it, and let's say the Melbourne Storm, they're the favourites at the moment, if they go on to win this competition this year and one of those goes on to win it next year, mate, that'll be 5 years of dominance that only those two teams have won in, which is pretty incredible. And sorry, if you look before the Roosters started winning in 18 and 19, the team that won in 17 was the Melbourne Storm as well. So it would be 6 years, which is pretty insane for two footy clubs to win that many premierships in an era that, I mean, if you look over the last 20 years, just about every team except for three of them has won a grand final, three or four of them. And just about every team except for, I think, the Titans have played in a grand final in the last 20 years as well. So for them to be this successful over a long period of time, very, very impressive. I'm not going to stand here and tell you the Roosters are the team to beat. But good God, they have to be one of them. They have to be in your top three teams to beat. I think there's a lot of these guys that will probably fly under the radar a little bit next year as well. It's going to be a massive year. You have guys like Victor Radley, who I'm sure he will improve what he's doing to keep himself on the field. If they just have a good injury run, this could be absolutely anything for the Sydney Roosters.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next year, as I said, I'm not going to say they're the team to beat, but I think people that are commenting on my page laughing, saying not a hope in hell. Oh, I think you're living under a rock, or you're a South Sydney fan and you don't sort of want to face this. But this Sydney Roosters team, they are going to be a serious problem next year. I think Teddy's probably playing the best footy we've ever seen. He just doesn't have the support crew around him. You throw a Joey Manu back in that side. You throw a Luke Keary. You throw a Lindsay Collins. Hopefully you throw a Takiaho that's fully fit. You give him a Connor Watson as well. This could be absolutely anything next year. You got like both of your Butcher brothers, they'll be better for the run. They'll be better next year. And if there are any injuries in the pack, you've got a heap of reserve grade guys that you can call on that normally would come in with no experience whatsoever, trying to get used to the pace of the game and whatnot. These guys have been there this year. They've experienced it. They've done tough yards. They've copped losses. They've won games that they probably thought they were no hope of winning off the back of Trent Robinson and the way that he coaches. Massive year. I think a lot of it comes down to Kieran Walker, how they combine. I'm expecting very good things out of both of them. If one of them was to go down, I think this is now a loss that they probably could handle realistically. They've shown without Keary, who is their main guy, they've been able to do it this year and still be successful. So really looking forward to this Roosters team getting back together next year. I'm so excited to watch them play. I think it's going to be something special, and I think they're definitely going to be one of the teams to beat, but I'm not going to declare just yet that they are the single team to beat next season.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.